Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Unfiltered Marketing. I am your host, Anna.
Co-host.
I'm your host.
I think we are co-hosts. I'm Jennifer Root, by the way.
She's my co-host.
Thank you. Back off.
And today we have a special guest. He'll only be a guest for today because after today he's old news, but we have
welcome to the family.
We have, yes, added to Team SJC. Nevin Rosner is our newest account manager. Welcome, Nevin.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So when Nevin started, I was like, hey, you could come be on our podcast. Would you feel comfortable doing something like that? You know, it's pretty informal. Yeah, and he was like, oh yeah. He's like, I had a radio show, so basically.
I did. It's true.
I know.
And then he's like, I've also owned a t-shirt company. So if you have anybody. So,
I've done that as well. These are all true stories.
If you want to feel good about yourself, don't hang around Nevin because
he's probably done it already.
I know.
But that's why you are hired. So.
Okay.
Because you're cool.
I took him on a meeting today and he saved our butts because my mojo was gone.
Right.
And I wasn't selling him hard enough. And he was like, listen, y'all.
It's on.
Yeah. And he totally like threw it down and they were like, oh yeah. And I was like, thank you. That's what team's all about.
It was great. It was
anyway,
fun
so let's get to know you, Nevin.
Okay.
At Team SJC, we like to keep things fun and inappropriate. That's why we're unfiltered. So we're going to do some rapid fire questions.
These, the only ones I could find rapidly were ones for girls. So I'm just going to improv.
Yes.
Okay.
Ask girl questions.
Because I'm a dude.
Do you want to ask one and then I'll ask
one? Yeah.
Okay. So first thing that comes to your mind, don't think about it.
Don't hesitate.
Okay.
What is the absolute worst movie you've ever seen?
I can't even think what the name of it is.
Snakes on a Plane?
No. It was it won a ton of awards. It was a musical with
La La Land. I'll
La La
slap
Land.
You in the face.
I didn't even finish it. Couldn't
hated
stand it.
It. Worst movie.
Didn't finish
ever.
It.
You're both dead to me, and you know, I'm leaving.
It was one of those movies that won awards because people in LA were like, this is beautiful. This is my story. But everyone else was like, well,
why
I'm assuming.
Why are they wearing primary colors all the time?
Why are they dancing in the middle of the highway when there's traffic?
Okay, this does not have a novel about your first rapid fire question.
Okay, great.
La La Land.
Okay.
Oh, look, what's the grossest sounding English word? Okay, your turn.
Oh, just go ahead, Jen.
What's the ugliest, worst sounding English word?
Sounding?
Yeah.
Squish.
Good one. Okay, what's the nickname your parents used to call you?
Mouth.
What? Okay, we need an explanation.
So I ran my mouth all the time as a kid. I always got in trouble.
Oh.
So it was actually my uncle that started it, but then my parents started calling me Mouth.
You say ran like that's past tense.
Well, I always.
Okay, just kidding.
I think that's his new nickname.
I always got in trouble with running my mouth. So.
Okay, what is the ugliest vegetable?
Asparagus.
True.
What's your favorite holiday?
My birthday. I call that a holiday.
Oh my gosh.
It is.
I'll say Christmas.
Okay.
What product do you seriously stockpile if you found out they weren't going to sell it anymore?
Hair product.
Oh, well then this is good. How long does it take you to get ready, Nevin?
Oh man. pick out my clothes and everything?
Everything.
From the minute you wake up till the minute you leave.
25 minutes.
Oh, that's
okay.
Not bad.
So how much is on your hair?
23.
10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, more like five.
Okay.
Hey, I have a funny story about hair. Well, I'll tell you that sometime.
Okay.
I was always particular about the way my hair was.
Well, you have good hair.
Thank you.
What word do you always misspell?
Misspell.
True. Two S's.
Yeah.
Mm. Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is?
Gorgeous.
Oh.
Yes. What food do you crave the most often?
Ooh. My wife's chocolate chip cookies.
Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
It's just wrong to be a vegetarian. Like...
Don't tell Rachel S.
Oh, she knows.
So what quote do you try to live by?
Icretas ergo sum. Ooh. I am, therefore I do.
Nice. Nevin's also bilingual. See? In case you
I told you we hired him to make us look smarter.
What's your favorite junk food?
Ooh, Zero Bar.
Oh, people
eat
that.
Oh my God, I love it. That's my favorite. Because when I
don't like this bonding that's going on.
Sorry. When I was little, I thought I was allergic to chocolate. And so my mom bought me a Zero Bar because it was white to prove that I wasn't actually allergic to chocolate because it's chocolate.
Yeah, white
but
chocolate.
But I thought it was not because it was white.
It's delicious.
Chocolate.
It's so
chocolate.
Good. Have you ever had one?
Try it.
I didn't think people actually ate those things. Okay.
It'll change your life.
Cake
so
or pie?
Good.
Pie.
What kind?
My mamaw's cherry pie.
Okay, nice.
What appliance can you not live without? Hair dryer.
No, I don't think I've ever used one. What appliance? Freezer has all my deer meat in it. Don't tell Rachel asked that either.
Hey, Rachel, don't listen to this podcast.
Not vegan appropriate.
Do you believe in fate?
Do I believe in fate? I believe in a plan set for each and every one of us by God.
So no.
So no.
Okay,
why can't
on.
We tickle ourselves?
What?
Wow. we obviously are, we know what's happening, I guess. I don't know. Like there's anticipation of something that's going to occur. Whereas if someone else tickles me, it's a surprise.
Why, are you ticklish?
Why would you tickle any, why? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what she said.
That just blew my mind.
Yeah. Why can't we tickle ourselves?
That's why I was like dying over here by myself.
So if we hear her giggling, she's just like scratching. Yeah,
she's trying to scratch or tickle herself. Okay, all right. I think we know
we
enough.
We gotta have one last.
We know enough
good
about
one.
Nevin.
Give me a good one.
How many pull-ups can you do in a row?
About 1,000. Pull-ups. I don't know. I think I maxed out one time at like 13 or 15. So not a lot.
That's jeez. Good.
I don't even know if I've ever done one.
All right, I'd like
small fries to big guys.
So that's just a little bit about Nevin that maybe some of you didn't even want to know.
Did we mention why why he's here is because he's an account manager?
Yeah, I said he's a new account manager.
Oh, you did do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
But that's okay. He's going to like knock us out of the park and we're right. Fine with it. So.
So you live in Kansas City. You have a beautiful wife. You guys have been married a year.
Almost a year.
Okay. Yeah.
She's Italian.
She is.
You're bilingual.
I am.
But that's just by choice. Like you just wanted to learn Spanish and
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oui.
Okay. I was a DJ in Peru for a couple weeks.
Of course you were.
Yep.
What? Did you hike Machu Picchu?
I did.
Did you hear I said Picchu instead of Pichu?
Uh-huh.
Do you know why?
No.
Pichu is
what are they talking about?
Okay.
And everyone calls it Machu Picchu. But my friend Jenny hiked it this last year and they said it's Machu Picchu.
Otherwise you're saying Macho
Mountain.
Okay. All right.
Well,
moving
that's
on.
That's a whole other topic.
Okay. So we're just going to bring Nevin into the fold this episode.
Yeah.
And I think based on our giggles, I think we should probably bring him back. So
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm
he
down.
Might just take over the place.
You never know.
You never yeah. know.
My name is Nevin, and these are my co-hosts, Anna and Jenna. Welcome
Slow
to
Unfiltered. Slow your roll. Slow your roll.
I've taken over.
Okay, so last time, our last episode, you heard us talking about our new theme, which is small fries to big guys, taking larger advertising concepts from bigger organization and breaking them down into tangible ways that you, as a smaller to medium-sized business, can take on these marketing concepts and roll with them. So we're going to continue that topic today. We touched a little bit on going viral last time because we were talking about video marketing. We've got some fun stories to share about some viral stuff that's happened in Jen's personal life. Mm-hmm. So when we get back from this break, we are going to touch on what that means to go viral and then
how it can change your life.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Brian Jewell, the resident web developer here at SJC Marketing, and I'm here to give you a quick plug for our exciting new website packages. Now, if you head over to sjc.marketing/shineonline, you'll see several options for our new managed website packages. Now, if you're used to your agency not getting back to you after 3 weeks of emailing, this is the thing for you. You'll see several different options that we offer, including quarterly updated content, managed website updates, and everything that you need to keep your website up and going. And any question that you have, we're here to answer. View our website template samples at sjc.marketing/shineonline and get started today by contacting us at info@susanjcampbell.com or 816-396-8575.
So last time we ended on the Ellen threshold, which means you're not viral until Ellen shares your stuff.
That's yeah.
So how do you do it? Can it actually happen to like a Joe Schmo? And how do you do it for your business?
I mean, could it happen to a Grandma Terry?
That's what I was going to talk about. My grandma might be going viral. Her name is Terry. If you just want to start following her on Facebook now, it's Terry Carlisle. She
is right at the Ellen threshold.
Right. So my little sister posted a video of her online And it was, she hadn't seen her twin sister in years. And my mom had brought this twin sister home. The twin sister, her name's Sherry, Sherry Lynn and Terry Wynn. Keep it straight. Sherry dressed up as a scarecrow and sat on the front porch. Terry comes to mom's house and mom says, go sit by the scarecrow so I can get your picture. And she sits next to her and then Sherry hugs her and my grandma loses it. It's super cute.
Well, did it scare her at first? And then she, okay.
Yeah. So the initial scare and then the emotional.
And then like, oh my gosh, this genius. Is my twin. Yeah.
So Tawny, my little sister, posted it on YouTube. I mean, this has been years ago. And she got an email yesterday from Jukin Media asking for the permission to share that. Mm-hmm. And it said with people like The Ellen Show, Jimmy Kimmel, and there was one other one.
Jimmy Fallon, I thought, was one of them.
Yeah, that's how it happens. I don't know. And then
can we share that video when we release this podcast? Yeah,
definitely. Okay. And so Zach looked it up, and it's for real. Like this media company, that's for real. So who knows?
Right.
But that's really exciting. So that's the only experience that I've ever had with going viral.
No, that's not the only experience you've ever had with going viral. Oh.
Here
humble brag.
Okay, so let me just give you some background. We're not talking about social media right now, but we'll just give a little plug that LinkedIn offers a publishing feature where you can create your own articles and publish them through the LinkedIn platform. You give them a header image, and then it's like a blog, basically. Well, our team of account managers tries to release an article on their personal profiles once a week. And Jen just so happened to release that article last week. What was it about, Jen?
Digital marketing.
It was having a strategy or something?
Yes,
it was having
a digital marketing strategy.
And good Lord, in just basically a couple days, most of it happening in the first day, what happened?
I went viral. Like, honestly, if Ellen had a LinkedIn segment, I would be there. I only used like 4 hashtags. I have no idea how this happened. I have like 300 connections on LinkedIn.
And some might even ask, do we use hashtags on LinkedIn?
Yes.
Jen says yes.
Yes. So as of today, my little article has over 109 shares, 587 likes, over 1,600 impressions, and 40 new connections on LinkedIn. People, you can do it if you put work into it. And I don't know if it means anything in real life, but dang it.
That spoke to people.
It did. It reached a lot of lives. LinkedIn, there's some powerful stuff going on in there. If you want to connect me, I have 40 new followers that I would gladly set you up with. Mm. So LinkedIn, we've been talking about it. It's always a strategy in our social media for clients.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for it. And I just proved it. So.
And maybe we can change the name from viral to like a massive blast of engagement.
Yeah. Serial engagement.
Yeah, because video isn't as strong on LinkedIn because you have to outsource to YouTube. But for this, like that kind of exposure in the short amount of time that happened, that was basically
huge.
Yeah, that was really massive. For YouTube, yeah, it might mean millions of views overnight. For Twitter, it might mean the same thing where all of a sudden you got like 87 retweets and 50 comments and all of a sudden like 500 new people are following you. That math didn't really correlate, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, LinkedIn, I mean, every platform has a certain amount of what garners engagement. Having 109 shares of an article on LinkedIn is a big deal. I mean, that's really super helpful for our platform and our business profile and everything. So,
and for this podcast, because Jen, she has it on there that she's a podcast host.
Yeah, I try to make my job look cooler. So all those high school people that follow me are like, whoa.
There's high schoolers on LinkedIn? What?
Yeah, remember we were stalking my ex-boyfriend and then he reached out to me?
My gosh.
Super embarrassed.
Oh my
God. Wow.
I cannot handle you shortening words.
Well, we only have like 20 minutes.
It's totes fresh.
All right. So,
social meds.
So, next week, no one will remember me, but this week has been my week. Moving on.
And I need to delete all those LinkedIn profiles I created and then liked that article.
I love Evan. So mean.
Just kidding. Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up because you're probably sick of hearing us laugh. But on our next episode, we will be talking about what it means to have a digital marketing strategy. And then we may touch a little bit on digital advertising and what that can look like for you as a small fry. So.
Okay, peace out.
Any last words? Nev's mouth. I mean mouth.
No.
Any last touch points you want to tell Small Fries how to go viral?
Just follow Jen on LinkedIn.
Right.
I'll have my people call your people.
Yeah.
All right. That's all for today. Stay unfiltered.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.